Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew, and we have a great show for y'all today. We're going to do quick Golden Globes recap. It's been 2 days overdue, but we're going to do it our way. And we're also going to be recapping the Obama last State of the Union address, which was tonight. If we're going to play our infamous game of shade or no shade, there were some really shady moments at the Golden Globes and definitely some at the speech, so we're going to do some shade or no shade. Also, which Teen Wolf star? We previously talked about the Teen Wolf star who was said he was, you know, maybe gay, but they really didn't know, but we have info on one who actually came out, so you do not want to miss that. Also, sad news for you One Direction fans, then we have more information on Powerball for you. But before I get into that, I have to start this off. The legendary, innovative, and creative, I don't even want to say singer, artist. He was an artist. David Bowie died Sunday at the age of 69 due to an 18-month battle with liver cancer. And it's really, really sad. He's actually a person, like, honestly, he was just such a creative person, and I truly wanted to meet him, and I told people that I wanted to meet him, so it's really, really sad. Amber, did you know any much about David Bowie before he died, or did you just see the news and like, oh, that's him?
Well, I didn't know a whole lot, but my teacher actually was talking to us about it and how he kind of grew up on David Bowie's music, whatever, how he listened to high school and throughout college. I'm just like, okay, well,
yep.
I'm
what
sorry.
What teacher was that, by the way?
What'd you say?
What teacher was that?
His name is Mr. Murray, physics teacher.
Oh, I know him, who looks like Santa. Yeah. So,
yeah,
really, really creative artist. He also suffered from 6 heart attacks during that time, and he managed to keep this a huge secret to everyone, for his family members, because, of course, none of us knew he had it until he died. So just sad. And he died 2 days before his birthday, which is just so, like, oh, my gosh, you know, 2 days before his birthday, and he leaves behind 2 children, his beautiful, beautiful wife, Iman, the model. A lot of y'all may know her from the Michael Jackson video, Remember the Time. So beautiful, and many celebrities have paid tribute to him, including Madonna, Kanye West, Jamie Foxx, Cher, Pharrell Williams, the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Randy Jackson, just so many people, because he was such a creative artist. Even if you look at his pictures alone, you can see his art, and like, they were all citing him as sources of inspiration. Peace, Davy Boy. That's very sad. Not only that, for those of you who don't know, Disney star Michael Galato, who was Nick Leiter on the Disney show, the Disney show series, The Jersey, also passed away the same day at 31. So he also appeared in a lot of other TV shows and movies. So rest in peace to both of them. You know, it's sad, sad loss when we lose such great people at a young age. So here's one of my favorite songs by David Bowie. It's called Soul Love, and I just want to dedicate this to both of them. So here is Soul Love by David Bowie.
Soul Love, she kneels before the grave, a grandson who gave his life. See that slogan that hovers between the headstone and her eyes, for they penetrate her grieving. You love a boy and girl that talking you words that only they can share in. So strong it tears their hearts through the fleeting hours of morning. Love is careless in its using, over.
that was So Loved by David Bowie. I love that song. I think when you first hear it, it may sound a little bit weird or something to you, like, oh my gosh, what is this? But once you keep listening to it, I think you'll really feel how creative and just beautiful the song is and maybe appreciate it more. So I know it probably sounded a little weird to you, Ambria, didn't it?
No, not really.
Oh, that's cool. Usually people think it's weird, but you know me, I love weird. Weird is another word for creative, in my opinion. So that was So Loved by David Bowie. Rest in peace. And throughout the show, I'm going to be playing more of my favorite songs by, well, another one of my favorite songs, shall I say. But before I do any more of that, let's get into the movies coming out this weekend. So this is one a lot of us have been waiting for. Right Along too. Have you been waiting on an Ambria like everyone else has?
No, I'm waiting for 50 Shades of Black.
Well, you know, yeah, well, Marlon, I am too. No, but I'm really waiting for Mia Mohammed to do a little, you know, prequel. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We can be like, you know, Mia Mohammed can be like the teenage, how do I say it? Like when Christian did it to the younger girls. We could be like the teenage girls. You know what I mean?
No, you cannot.
Say, shout out Muhammad if you listen. How you doing? But anyway, Right Along too. I'm going to stop doing that, y'all. I think I'm Wendy Williams sometimes. I know I'm not, but I've been on my little Wendy flow. But Right Along too, come out. So Ben and James ventured to Mexico to work on a case that involves a mysterious man named Serge Pope. And y'all know this is starring Kevin Hart, Ice Cube, Tika Sumpter, and Keon Jones. And Tika Sumpter is such a beautiful young lady. I met her in person. She gave me advice on my career and everything. She was just so sweet to me. And if you haven't seen those pictures yet, make sure you go to my website, ShaliaHollywood.com, and check those out. Such a very sweet, godly woman. I love her so much. And I hope we get to work together in the future. That'd be nice. Also, 13 Hours, this is going to be a very interesting movie. An attack takes place on the U.S. Special Mission compound in a nearby CIA annex in Benghazi on the 11th anniversary of 9/11. Four Americans are killed in the attack, including U.S. Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens. And this is based on the real Benghazi attack that took place in 2012. Do you guys remember that? That was something. So that is what this movie is based on, and I feel like it's going to be a great movie. Also, we have the animated movie Norm of the North. A polar bear named Norm and his funny sidekicks venture to NYC to stop the big evil corporations from turning their home into the newest vacation destination. This is starring Bill Nighy, King John's doing his thing. He's going to be Right Along too. And this one, so if he's a little inappropriate for some of you parents from Right Along too, see him in this one. It's kid-friendly. It'll be great. And the movie is also starring Loretta Devine, Rob Schneider, Zachary Gordon, and Gabriel Iglesias. So, you know, you have a wide, diverse variety of movies. If you want to see comedy, see Right Along too, something more serious and action. Well, Right Along too would be action filled too, but 13 Hours, a little more serious and based off true story, so... You can see that, or if you have kids, or you just want to see something nice and sweet, look at Norm of the North, and that'll be your alley. So, Ambria, Ticket or Skip It, Right Along too. I'm going to say Ticket. I love the first one. Yeah, this will be good. I personally am not a hater. I don't think Kevin Hart, yeah, don't hate me. Personally, to me, he's not, I don't think he's really funny. It's just me. Maybe it's me. I love, like, Dave Chappelle. People like that. I don't know. Like, some stuff is, but I can't look at a Kevin Hart comedy special and laugh like some people. So, but the movie itself was good, and I love the part, right along, well, a little spoiler, on Right Along One, where he act like he was the head man. I forgot the man's name, but that part was funny. But, yeah. Right Along Two, I say Ticket. What you say, Ambria?
Ticket.
Ticket. 13 Hours. Ticket or Skip It? I say Ticket. Skip It. Skip It? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Not
your
cup
of tea?
No.
Yeah. Hopefully we can watch it in history class. Norm of the North, take it or skip it?
Definitely skipping that.
She said definitely. The only animated movie we went on is Finding Dory, and if they have another Lion King, maybe. Hopefully.
Well, I might have seen 15 hours, but Norm of whatever, I'm definitely not going to see that.
All right. Well, you see that. But it looks like we're all going to see Ride Along, too. That comes out Friday. Go and support Kevin Hart. Ice Cube, they're doing great. Ambria, tell us what's going on in entertainment.
Okay, well, we all know Lamar Odom was recently released from the hospital, and they said that he's recovering. However, Kelly spoke out about his cheating to Howard Stern, and she was just basically saying how he was really good at making her feel like she was the only one, the one and only, and, you know, to find out that wasn't the truth is, like, really hard. So...
Mm-hmm.
But we all know guys want to lie to females and make them feel like they are the only one when they're not.
They're the only ones I know.
Right.
I'm very happy he's getting, you know, his health back. That's great. Because I know at first he didn't know who he was or anything. So that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, to just know you don't remember your own self. You know? But thank God he's getting better. I hope. Do you think the Kardashians are going to pay for the hospital bills?
I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know who's going to pay for that.
They're rich. They have a lot of money. They should pay for his bills. I don't know. Maybe he got depressed after him and Khloe broke up, so I feel like they should pay for the bills.
And he was probably good at the cheaters, an organized cheater, like... Crazy.
Crazy. And speaking of basketball, so you guys know the NBA All-Star Game is going to be come up sooner than we think, and you guys have a chance to vote for who you want to play in the game. So you can vote for your 2016 NBA All-Star players now. You can pick 3 front court players and 2 guards from each conference. Go to vote.nba.com to cast your ballots. Again, that's vote.nba.com. Cash your ballots to who you want to play, and you only have 5 days left, so make sure you go do it now. So, Ambria, do you have any, like, top 5 players you want to be in the conference?
I mean, I want my baby Steph to be there.
Your baby Steph, everyone's baby now, huh?
top 5.
What? I'm not throwing shade. I'm not throwing shade. For those of you who don't know, I was a fan of the Warriors before they got all big. But I'm just throwing it in. Ambria hates when I say that, y'all, because it's true.
Let's see. KD to be there.
Yes, no, that's original bag. Kevin Durant. I'm definitely Kevin Durant
Kyrie.
Has to be there. Who?
Kyrie got to be there. Kyrie
Irving, yes.
Yes.
But Carmelo Anthony. Want Carmelo to be there?
Who?
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's Carmelo, and I want Russell.
I actually love the whole team. Here's the thing about
He's
me when I decide which teams I like. I don't like them only by their ability. I love the team and all, like, how they act. Like, one thing about OKC and the Warriors, you know, they're both, like, young teams, and they always, you know, pray and talk about how God, like, Christian, you know, how God is good, how God has blessed them. Those are the type of teams I like because I feel like you can connect with them on a good level. So I really would love for a lot of them to get on the team. I think they're good. Besides, they're so talented. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be good.
Yes.
Now I have one thing to say. I feel kind of bad. You know we live in the Eastern area, but I always go for the Western Conference. Is that bad, Ambria? Huh?
Hey, if the East can't do what they gotta do, man, might as well.
No, but it's not just that because my favorite, you know, my favorite player ever is Kevin Durant. I think he'll always be my favorite player because that was the first player I just liked. Not because everybody else. Well, you know how sometimes if you don't know much about a sport, if your family likes them, you kind of go for them?
Sure. Yeah.
I was like that at first, but. then I kind of looked at, I said, okay, I actually like Kevin Durant just because I like Kevin Durant. It's not just because my family likes him. So, yeah, that's one of the players that he definitely has to be. I love Kevin Durant. So, yes, again, make sure you guys go vote for who you want on vote.nba.com. And you got 5 days left. You can vote, I think, up to 10 times a day, so make sure you get to it. But, yeah. You guys, so Powerball is tonight. How many tickets have your family bought, Ambry? Have they bought any yet?
Not that many. I think my mom bought, like, maybe one ticket.
One ticket. May the blessing God. Does she does, like, the random pick, or does she actually pick numbers?
I think she does random pick, but, you know, my mom, we not that crazy about, you know, getting Powerball or lottery tickets. Like.
Yeah. Tell you the truth, I told myself, it's up to $1 billion. I feel like some stuff, I don't know. I don't even know if I'd want $1 billion. It's just, like, too much money. It just seems like too much.
I mean, like, you're not going to get, really and truly, you're not going to get $1 billion. Like, my
yeah,
teacher
all them taxes.
Right. They got
yeah,
to take
all
that
them
stuff.
Taxes.
And
what's
really
the, you know, yeah, and then you got to think about if more than one person wins, because that happens too, then you're going to have to divide it. Definitely the taxes. And, okay, so you guys know Powerball players have spent an estimated $2.6 billion on tickets alone. So they're going to make their money back real quick, seem like it. And really didn't lose anything. But you all know to win the grand prize, which is $1.5 billion before the taxes and anything else, your ticket must match all five numbers in the red Powerball number. Now, if you have one matching number, you get $4. If you have more than one matching number, you get various, you know, amounts of money. You can get up like $7, $100, $50,000, or $1 million, and that's still great. That's a lot of money. And if you do win the grand prize, you don't get the full thing. If more than one person gets it, and tax cuts. And, you know, they ain't playing about them taxes. So you still going to have a good lump of money. So it won't be that right. All right. So here is another classic by David Bowie, one of my favorites, The Man Who Sold the World. And after that, we're going to do more of the Golden Globes recap. And we're going to play our famous game of Shade or No Shade. It was a great award show. I watched everything from red carpet, but I will not deny there was a little shade thrown here and there. So we're going to play our game of Shade or No Shade after this. But first, here is David Bowie, The Man Who Sold the World.
His friend, which gave us some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. I know, not me. I never lost control. Your face. Thank you.
All right, that was The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie. I love his music. When I think of that that song, The Man Who Sold the World, doesn't sound like some like sold his soul to the devil or something. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like he's being...
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
The Man Who Sold the World, that sounds like soul to me. Vanessa, you better turn that beeping off, girl. Gal. I found out the mystery who it was.
Yes, no, at first it wasn't me. At first, honestly, because I don't have no friends. It's just these people trying to talk to me. You know, I try to swerve them. So, you know, they blowing up my phone right now. But the first time it wasn't me because I wasn't getting no type of love. My hotline was not blinging.
Yeah, well, it surely is now. And Marlon's going to be upset once he finds out. But
no.
Right along. I'm just kidding. So for those of you who didn't watch the Golden Globes on Sunday, including Vanessa and Ambria, I'm going to give you guys a great rundown of what happened really quick. So it was hosted by Ricky Gervais on Sunday in L.A. So a few highlights, Tom Hanks presented Denzel Washington with the Cecile B. DeMille Award for all of his amazing achievements. And he couldn't read his speech because he left his glasses. Leonardo DiCaprio won Best Actor for The Revenant, beating out Will Smith for Concussion. Also, The Revenant won Movie of the Year, and everyone said, okay, now he won the Oscar. I mean, Lord forgive me. Why do I feel bad for saying that? Leo, forgive me. We all know he's like one of the few actors who has not won, like one of the great actors who has won an Oscar yet. So everybody's like, he's going to get the Oscar. And if he gets the Oscar, everyone says he's going to break the internet more than Kim Kardashian did. Also, Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress for the movie Joy, which was a great movie. Have more controversy with Jennifer Lawrence coming up. But in Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling presented their movie. First of all, Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling, two of the most handsome men in Hollywood, presented a funny skit, and the room was going wild. And Taraji P. Henson, of course, stole the night as she was won Best Actress in a TV series drama for Empire. So that was all good. Good show, but there was a lot of shade going on, in my opinion. First of all, Leonardo DiCaprio vs. Lady Gaga. I know a lot of you guys heard that. So first, did y'all see the video of how Leonardo DiCaprio was looking at Lady Gaga? Did y'all see that yet or no?
No. Yes, I did.
Okay, well, let me break it down. Let's see if I can break it down as good as I can. So, yeah, after Vanessa turns her beeping noise down, whatever that is.
I did, so don't try to, no.
You obviously didn't if I heard it, but anyway. Lady Gaga won the award for Best Actress in a Limited TV Series for American Horror Story, and she was in tears. In her speech, she stated that she wanted to act before music, but music worked out first. And while Lady Gaga was going on stage, she kind of shrugged Leonardo DiCaprio a little bit to get by. And you can see that he's, like, before, I guess she shrugs him, he's, like, laughing. And people are like, is he laughing because she won the award? And it's like she's not really an actress. But then when she does strike him, he, like, looks and make an uncomfortable face. And everybody is, you know, all the Gaga monsters, like, ooh, he's throwing shade. So I guess you have to see the video to really see the face. But Amber, just by what you heard, do you believe it's shade or no shade? Just by what you heard.
I don't think it's shade.
Yeah, I actually don't either, and I'm going to tell y'all why in a minute. Do you think it's shade, Vanessa? For real.
I think it is shade. Oh, girl, he threw the whole tree at her. Because, first of all, when she won, he was over there giggling and laughing. And then when she walked by, he go look at her like, girl, what you doing? Like, girl. Because I just think he was just trying to be a little shady under the Lolo. Thought he wasn't going to get caught, but you got caught. We saw you being shady. That was shady. I was like, really, really.
But I think it has. He must have been laughing for a long time because She, you know, after they announced her name, she sat down crying for a minute, 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been that funny, or he was laughing at something. He may be laughing at something else, we don't know.
No, no, he might be laughing at her.
But later to press, he responded saying that, like the reporter showed him, he said, oh, that's trending. He said he just didn't know what was passing by. You guys know when you're in somebody's way and then you finally see them trying to get by, you're like, oh, my bad, like, yikes. He kind of had a yikes face, so I think he just didn't know she was coming.
Nah, I mean, clearly she was coming. Clearly, he knew she was coming because he was laughing all that, laughing, he was laughing.
But
he
probably didn't know what way she was coming.
Nah, bro. Don't try to stick up for him. He knew what he was doing. He was looking at her like, girl, he was his face was like,
she
you
knew
know,
the grave of
brave.
Who gave his life to save us, love.
My bad. Okay.
Damn.
So, but that's a little shade. But let's keep it going. So, shade or no shade? Vanessa says shade. Amber says no shade.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was no shade, too. So, it may have just been no shade. But let's see if you'll find shade in this next one. So, Sylvester Stallone against Samuel Jackson and somebody else. So, basically, Sylvester Stallone won Best Supporting Actor for his role in Creed. He got a standing ovation, and he was first nominated for Best Actor in Rocky in 1979. And you guys know that Rocky was like, well, you guys know Creed is a part of the Rocky series. Did y'all know that?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a part of the Rocky series, and, you know, Rocky came out way in the 70s, and he still hadn't, like, won his award for that like he deserved. So, you know, this was a big hype. So, basically, one thing that made me mad in particular, the Golden Globes only nominated Sylvester Stallone. They didn't nominate the main actor, Michael B. Jordan, who I personally think did a fantastic job. And the director, Ryan Coogler, who actually, he pitched the idea to Sylvester Stallone, and at first Sylvester Stallone didn't want to do it, but I guess he just thought about it and changed his mind, which is good, and I bet he's glad he did, because he ended up going, he won the award. But the shade came in his speech. Well, he didn't do the shade, but in his speech, he didn't thank the director, Ryan Coogler, and he did not thank Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yes. So Samuel Jackson took to Twitter and said, Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan, thanks for acting with me. Love, Sly, but wait. Then other people posted, since Sylvester Stallone didn't thank Michael B. Jordan or Ryan Coogler, I'm going to do it myself. Thank you for it. So,
really?
Shade or no shade? That was clearly
definitely
shade.
Right.
Yes. It was good
shade.
It was for a good
reason. Yeah, it was good shade. I was like, because he was rude. Because if it wasn't for them two people, you would be where? Nowhere. I just feel like he just, that was the whole good shade. Thank you for that good old shade. It was a hot, sunny day over there. Thanks for the shade, because he just made me mad.
Yeah, I was, and you know, this is mad. I'm telling you, the things I wait for in a speech, first I think for someone to thank God for real, and then I wait for them to be like, thank you to the people, and I honestly waited for him to say Michael B. Jordan. When the music was playing, I was like, is he going to thank Michael B. Jordan or not? And he just didn't thank him, so I was like, oh, okay. Well, that was definitely shade. But after the whole incident, Sylvester Stallone took to Twitter and apologized for it and thanked them. But, you know, I think some celebrities, as they say, it may be a little nerve-wracking when you're up there and you forget
names.
Nah, bruh. Those are big names to forget. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. I mean, they were the main people in the freaking process. You see their face every day. There's no way you just up and forgot out of nowhere. You thinking everybody else, but you forgot them. What?
Okay. I just
Shade. Taraji P. Henson, or should I say Cookie, against the whole Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
So, she won the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a TV series drama for Empire,
and she gave out cookies as she went up to the stage. She gave it out to people such as Lady Gaga, Leonardo DiCaprio, Angela Bassett, and more people. Now, in her speech, besides her going off on them because they didn't give her a lot of time, she stated that she won an award. She thought that she would have won an award for her role as Queenie on the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt, which was a phenomenal movie, or Karate Kid, and that was a great movie. But she said she got it for being a convict who went to jail for selling crack. Now, shade or no shade, I think that's shade, but it was good shade. She knew what she was saying, but it was some good shade, because I get what she's saying. What do y'all think?
I mean, I wouldn't call it shade. I was just calling her being real. Like, it's true. Everybody else get roles. Well, Caucasian people get their awards and stuff by playing inspirational, this, that, and the third. But when a black person play ratchet, convict, cut you up real quick, then she gets an award. What? Because she has played so many other roles, and she played them well. She's a great actress. I love seeing her on TV. But now she's playing Cookie, a ratchet black person that just got out of jail. Is she getting an award for it? Well, it is a little shady, but you know.
I think the message.
Yeah.
But she was hinting at the Hollywood Foreign Press. Basically, we all thinking about, like, we were talking about the only time you really see, well, not the only time, but most of the time when black people do win awards, like, even with Denzel for Training Day, he was like a drug addict, shooting thug, you know? He got an award for that. Mm-hmm. Lupita got an award for being a slave. Just stuff like that, roles that aren't, would be, I guess, as worthy as the white people, as they like to say. So I definitely get what she was saying. But she still shaded them a little bit, but it was the truth. That's what you call true shade. Legit shade, but let's rock. But y'all say no shade, I say shade. Let's see. This was probably my favorite shade of the night. Brad Pitt against the host Ricky Gervais. So Ricky Gervais introduced Kevin Hart and Ken Jeong to the stage to present an award. And this is how he introduced them. He said, when Brad and Angelina see our next two adorable little presenters, they are going to want to adopt them. Shade or no shade?
He is so childish. That is not even shade. That is just being petty and childish. That's funny. That is...
That was pure shade. Andrea, what you think? Shade or no shade?
That is shade. That is definitely
shade. That is so crazy.
I think that was the funniest joke.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And there was shade on both sides. He shaded Kevin Hart and them, and he shaded Brad.
Yeah.
That was so funny. When Brad and Angelina see our next two presenters, they're going to want to adopt them. But that was funny.
That's funny.
And last little shade, Jamie Foxx presented the award for Best Score, and the winner was Ernio Morricone for The Hateful Eight. And he said the winner was Straight Outta Compton. And then he said, I'm sorry, folks, I made a mistake. You know, acting like Steve Harvey. So, shade or no shade? I say shade to the fifth power. What y'all say?
That is beyond shade. That is beyond the tree. That is that's wrong. That is wrong. It was too soon. Too soon, Jamie Foxx.
What you say, Ambria? Then he said, I apologize to Ice Cube, I apologize to Compton, you know. But he went on it forever, too. I was like, dang, boy. Steve Harvey, come on. Y'all leave Steve Harvey alone.
It's funny, but it's like, dang, Jamie, you had to do him like that. The world was just forgetting, like.
We really were.
Like, that was funny. You got to be quicker than that. He thought.
So the awards are a great place, but it's also a shady place. And mm-hmm. the person who threw, I think, the biggest shade ever, but it was some good political shade, was our own President Obama. Yes, he threw some great shade, and I'm going to tell you exactly what after this song. Here is a cover of the song, The Man Who Sold the World, by David Bowie, but it's by my favorite rock band, Nirvana. And I really love this rendition. I heard this one before I heard the David Bowie, you know, version, well, the original song, which it is. So here is Nirvana's version. The World by Nirvana. I like that rendition better than the original one. What about y'all? Which mm-hmm. one y'all think is better?
Well, honestly, I ain't never heard this song before. But I like it.
Yeah. By Nirvana. Rest in peace, Kurt Cobain, by the way. But let's get into our beloved president. Sadly, he did his final State of the Union address yesterday. And he addressed topics such as immigration, the economy, to foreign policy. And he stated that in his final, well, months of office, he wants to continue to work on fixing a broken immigration system, practicing gun violence, and so much more. He said he wants to focus on the future. He said he wants to continue to cut out student loans. He's already made it, been cut out 10%. He wants the first 2 years of community college to be free. That'd be amazing. And he mm-hmm. basically said they spend more money on the military than all countries combined. He said we have the strongest economy. We are the strongest nation. We are America! Stop. And he said this was the best moment of my life. He said food stamps did not cause the financial crisis recklessness Wall Street did. I was like, yes. Tell him, Obama. They always try to blame it on stuff like that. Them Wall Street suckers be doing that. I just saw Wolf of Wall Street. You know they're petty. But this is where the shade came in. Obama said when politicians insult Muslims, that doesn't make us safer. It's just wrong. It diminishes us in the eyes of the world. It makes it a lot harder to achieve our goals. Shade or no shade? Shade.
That is shade, but I love it. I love it.
Shay.
And me and Obama, yes.
And
Obama
of course,
is so
Donald
real.
Trump
like, he's the best president.
That. But Donald Trump, so irrelevant to me, but he replied back. But, okay, moving on, because we're running out of time. Teen Wolf Star came out gay on Instagram,
yes,
but it's
yes,
not going to be
yes.
talking about less time. Guess who it was? No. It was Charlie Carver, who plays Ethan on Teen Wolf, came out as gay. check out his cool post on his Instagram page. Bad news for all of you Directioners. One Direction, they may be going on an extended hiatus that will last forever. Reports are saying they may break up, and that is going to be horrible. Woo! So we're going to pray that's not true.
About time.
You people, you know what? We're not even going to argue about this since we're running out of time. Have so much more to cover. Maybe next show. I think, guys, Ali's birthday is her and Sade share the same birthday. My grandma's birthday tomorrow, by the way. Happy birthday, Grandma. Also, Roll Power. Whoop, whoop. The championship will be the best.
Roll
but we may
power.
Have a quick tribute to her. But, yeah, I may do, like, a quick little recap of things I didn't get to say. We have a lot to cover. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Good night. Bye.